From Troy University and Troy Public Radio, this is On Leadership with Dr. Jack Hawkins, Jr., Chancellor of Troy University.
Today we will cover an underrated and overlooked aspect of leadership, and that is the ability to delegate effectively. Leadership failures in this area fall into two categories. You have the ineffective delegator who dumps all manner of work on others without providing the proper training or instruction. More often, poor leaders say, "It will take me too long to explain how to do it, so I'll just do it myself." This undermines the leader's effectiveness because staff members go underutilized and the leader's time is spent doing a job that subordinates should be able to do. And there is a real danger in not allowing your staff to do the work they were hired to do, for how else will they ever achieve professional growth? I'm reminded of a story that makes this point. A man found a cocoon of a butterfly. One day, a small opening appeared. He sat and watched the butterfly for several hours as it struggled to force its body through that little hole. Then, it appeared to stop making progress. It looked as if it had gotten as far as it could, and it could go no further. So the man decided to help the butterfly. He took a pair of scissors and snipped off the remaining bit of the cocoon. The butterfly emerged easily, but it had a swollen body and small, shriveled wings. The man continued to watch the butterfly because he expected that at any moment the wings would enlarge and support the body, and in time the body would contract. But neither happened. In fact, the butterfly spent the rest of its life crawling around with a swollen body and shriveled wings. It was never able to fly. What the man in his kindness and haste didn't understand was that the struggle required for the butterfly to get through that tiny opening was God's way of forcing fluid from the body of the butterfly into its wings so that it would be ready for flight once it achieved its freedom from the cocoon. Sometimes struggles are exactly what we need to get stronger. If God allowed us to go through our lives without obstacles, it would cripple us. We could never fly. Let those who work for you spread their professional wings and fly. But remember, you have a responsibility to prepare them for success. It's not complicated in theory, but it can be challenging in practice. Here are six steps to help you become a more effective delegator. The first, realize you can't do everything yourself. Two, analyze your team's individual abilities to determine who needs to undertake the task. Three, if specialized training is required, invest in your people by providing that instruction. Four, explain the details, the goals, and expectations of the project. Five, set the timeline for implementation. And six, inspect what you expect. Let me repeat that. Inspect what you expect. Make sure you're getting the results you and your organization need and expect. Employees who are led by effective delegators are enthusiastic about their jobs. They're constantly growing and learning, and you will free your time up to lead more effectively. Remember, let your people spread their wings. You owe it to them, and just as importantly, you owe it to yourself.
You've been listening to On Leadership with Dr. Jack Hawkins, Jr., Chancellor of Troy University. On Leadership is available wherever you get your podcasts.